nothing and wait around till his return. But he has equipped us with his mercy, with his grace, with his wisdom, with his knowledge, and praise God, with his word, to bring forth fruit. This is a time for the church to rise up. This is a time for the church to come above the virus and begin to sow seeds of faith and encouragement, not only to the church and our church members, but to our neighbors, for those that we conduct business with. We ought to put on a face of joy and peace and know. And when somebody says, what are you so excited about? Tell them, because I have Jesus as my personal Savior, because he now takes up his abode in my life. I'm not going to fear what happens in this world. I'm not going to fear what tomorrow may bring, because I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And he has chosen us to bring forth fruit. I encourage you this week to sow some fruit. I encourage you this week to say a kind word to someone. I encourage you this week to tell somebody that your peace and your joy and your future is in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I said in one of our earlier live streams, there has never been a more opportune time, amen, to witness to the people within the world. They are looking for something. And you know what? They're not finding what they need. Where they can really find what they need is in a relationship with Jesus. Because he lives, I love this, we can ask of the Father in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done. I said, the Bible says we can ask the Father in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done. As we pray, let us pray with faith. As we pray and make intercession with God this week and meditate upon his will, let us not only pray, but let us pray with faith and expectation. I believe that our Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you and I as human beings could merely think or even understand. God is able to deliver us, and I'm looking forward to the Lord delivering us from this present state that we're in. We can ask of the Father in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done. It also says that we have received the Spirit of truth. The Lord Jesus Christ is truth. The Word of God is truth. I want to share just a thought with you. I have heard several people mention, and it's a phrase that we've probably often heard, I just don't know who to believe. I don't know what to believe. I know right now there's people pointing fingers at each other and saying, this is your fault, or this is somebody else's fault, or we are not being told the whole truth, and we don't know what to believe. I want to stand today and tell you, as a man of God, I know what to believe. Amen. My faith is not in the wisdom of man, but my faith is in the power of God, and I believe what the Word says. I believe what Jesus said. And because I believe what the Word says, and because I believe what Jesus said, I'm not going to fear what happens in this earth. I'm not going to fear what befalls us tomorrow, because my faith and trust is in a never-failing God. Amen. What a blessing that is. Because he lives, I can live also. Because he lives, he now lives within inside me. He's no longer in the tomb, but he's here in this earthly tabernacle. Amen. Why? Because I gave my life to Jesus. I knew that I couldn't do anything on my own to make heaven, but I released all that I'm my burdens, all my sins, all of my iniquities unto Jesus Christ at an altar of repentance. And thank God he heard me. Thank God he loved me. And thank God he saved me. Amen. And then also, I want to go back to chapter number 14 and verse 3. And I want to leave you with this morning. Again, all of this is found in the 14th and 15th chapters of the book of St. John. But in the 14th chapter, verse number 3, because he lives. Okay? And I want you to think about it in this format. Not because he once lived. Not because he once was a great healer. Not because once he did these miracles on earth. Those are things in the past. But he also lives today. and is just as powerful today as he was when he opened the blinded eyes, healed the lame, made the dumb to hear, amen, and healed the lepers, all of those things. He's still just as real today as he was then. But listen, we have this wonderful, wonderful promise because he lives. This is what's going to make everything worth it. As Brother Jim read the inspirational verse, there'll be no more pain, there'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more sickness, and praise God, there'll be no more death in that glorious place that the Lord has prepared. But because he lives, in verse number 3 of the 14th chapter of St. John, and if I go, these are the words of Jesus, and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Thank God for that. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Because he lives, he has fulfilled all of these promises. There's a promise yet to be fulfilled. As the song says, I will come again. And when I come again, I will receive you unto myself in a glorious place prepared. Let me tell you something. My little country mind cannot even begin to fathom, amen, or perceive the majesty and the glory that Jesus Christ himself has prepared for us. Imagine a place where there'll be no more cripples. There'll be no more hospitals. There'll be no more viruses. There'll be no more sickness, no pain, no death. A glorious place. And all of that is wonderful. But you know what makes it so wonderful? You're going to see Jesus. I'm going to see the one who made it possible. I'm going to see the one who came out of the tomb victorious over death. I'm going to be able to thank him, not for just a little while, not for just a live stream service, but for eternity. As long as eternity rolls, I'm going to be able to praise my Lord and Savior. That is his promise. Because he lives, he will come again. And you can bank on that. That is a promise of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Many promises are made in this world, and many promises are broken each and every day. A lot of people with good intentions make promises, and they fully intend to follow through on those promises. Because of certain situations, maybe they're not able to fulfill their promise. But when it comes to a promise of our Lord and Savior, it will come to pass. If you've not made preparation, if you've not given your life totally and absolutely to Jesus, not just in a time of fear, say, Lord, I'm going to serve you for a little while. When all this thing settles down, I'm going to kind of go back to my regular routine. No, I don't think the world will ever be the same again. I really don't. But that's all right, because this is not my eternal home. I'm just on a journey here, just for a little while. The Bible says life is like a vapor. It's here today and gone tomorrow. One of these days, I'm going to be gone. But don't worry about me. I'm going to be gone to my wonderful home in heaven. I pray and I sincerely hope that each and every one of you under the sound of my voice has made that preparation and has accepted Jesus Christ. But if in fact there's one out there that has not made that commitment, you know, David said, what wait I for? My hope is in Jesus, or my hope is in the Lord. Don't wait. Don't wait till things to get better. Today is the day of salvation. Give your life to the Lord. You can do it right there. Listen, you don't have to be in this church house to get saved. Amen? Do it right there in your living room. You can do it right there where you're viewing this. But as we pray a prayer of dismissal on this glorious and beautiful day, as we remember the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and know in fact that he is alive and well, I ask you today to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for the opportunity to come and to read your precious word, to share that word to those who are tuned in today by live stream. Father, I thank you for those who've been born again. I thank you for those who've been obedient to your word. But Father, I pray, the harvest is wide. There's so many yet to make a commitment, so many yet to make a decision. Father, I pray that you would move upon their hearts with your unmerited love, with your amazing grace and forgiving power. I pray, God, that they will seek an opportunity to come to an altar. That altar can be right there in their couch. Their altar can be right there where they're viewing this live stream. If they want to kneel down, Lord, if they just want to open up their heart, I pray that today will be that day that they accept you as their Lord and Savior. God, forgive them of their sins. Bless them. Give them peace and joy. And Father, I pray for the healing of this land. But even more than that, I pray for the healing of so many souls. And Father, we'll give you praise and honor and glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Hope to see you soon. But until then, we'll see you Wednesday night, if the Lord's willing, at 7 o'clock for our next live stream. Go celebrate. Have a wonderful day with your family. And don't forget, because He lives, amen, I can face tomorrow. God bless you.